From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A pilot who allegedly flew his plane deliberately into the offices of the IRS in Austin, Texas, appears to have written an angry blog about the state of the nation. More from NPR's Wade Goodwin.
53-year-old Joseph Stack appeared to be trying to offer an explanation for what he was about to do. If you're reading this, you're no doubt asking yourself, why did this have to happen? Stack wrote. The simple truth is that it's complicated and has been a long time coming. Stack proceeded to outline an extensive list of grievances about his life. He complained about having, quote, a new marriage and a boatload of undocumented income, and wrote of his struggles with the IRS. He ended by writing, I am finally willing to stop this insanity. Well, Mr. Big Brother IRS man, let's try something different. Take my pound of flesh and sleep well. He signed it Joe Stack, 1956 through 2010. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.
President Obama, at the risk of angering China, met with the Dalai Lama at the White House today. Mr. Obama used the meeting to further press Beijing to preserve Tibet's identity and respect human rights. In a statement, the White House said the president commended the Dalai Lama's commitment to nonviolence and his pursuit of dialogue with the Chinese government. Beijing, still angry over a U.S. plan to sell $6.4 billion worth of arms to Taiwan, had warned that talks with the exiled Tibetan spiritual leader could further damage strained U.S.-China relations. A congressional committee looking into Toyota's recalls has invited the company's president to testify. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Panel, New York Democrat Adolphus Towns, invited Toyota President Akio Toyoda to appear before the panel next week. In a letter to Toyota, Towns said there appears to be growing public confusion regarding which vehicles may be affected and how people should respond to the recalls. Towns said he was inviting Toyota to testify to help clarify the situation. Toyota has said he would consider appearing before congressional hearings. The president of Toyota North America, Yoshimi Inaba, has already been invited to appear at next Wednesday's hearing, one of three scheduled to look into the recalls of more than 5 million cars in the U.S. because of sudden acceleration problems. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
American skier Lindsey Vonn, who won the gold in yesterday's women's downhill, was unable to repeat her performance today, missing a gate and then falling in the slalom leg of the Super Combined. Best friend and close rival Maria Reisch of Germany took the gold, beating American Julia Mancuso, who won her second silver medal. Anja Pearson of Sweden won the bronze. What may be the first tentative steps by the interest rate-setting Federal Reserve to tighten the credit reins, the body waited until after the stock market closed today to announce it is raising the discount rate. That's the rate the Fed charges banks for emergency loans. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 83 points. The Nasdaq was up 15 points today. This is NPR. Four NATO service members have died in the sixth day of a major military offensive aimed at regaining control of the Taliban stronghold of Marja. Officials say that three of those who died were killed in two different roadside bombings in the southern Afghan city, while the fourth was killed by small arms fire. Officials say U.S. and Afghan forces have now taken control of the main roads, bridges, and government centers, though they say pockets of insurgents remain. Catherine Grayson, a star of MGM musicals from the 1940s and 50s, has died. Grayson was 88, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Catherine Grayson's sweet soprano was distinctive. Here she is with Howard Keel in Kiss Me, Kate.
Even without you, my arms fold about you.
Catherine Grayson wanted to be an opera singer, but Louis B. Mayer had other plans and gave her a contract when she was a teenager. She made 20 MGM movies in 15 years. Anchors Away, Ziegfeld Follies, Showboat. When those movie musicals fell out of fashion, Grayson did theater. She also made her opera debut in Madame Butterfly. Catherine Grayson died in Los Angeles on Wednesday of natural causes. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Navy officials have confirmed an investigation is now underway into the death of Pennsylvania Representative John Murtha. The 77-year-old Murtha was first hospitalized at the Naval Medical Center in December and eventually had his gallbladder removed there. However, just days after the surgery, Murtha was taken to a hospital in Virginia where he died of complications from the operation on February the 8th. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.